Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast. And you know, we here at the podcast, we love boobs, we love bush, but we like it even better when we can see it all at once. Mr. Skin is about to dish on his best full frontal nude scenes of 2018. Hey Skin, I'm super stoked for this list.
Hey Andrea, yeah, so am I. And you know, full frontal nudity, what I'm doing today is my 10 best full frontal nude scenes of 2018. And I just think that as titillating as the phrase full frontal nudity sounds, I got to say, bearing it all on screen is doesn't happen as often as you'd think.
And, I know, it's pretty shocking. It's always like body part isolation. So when we get the full frontal, we got to celebrate it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, some of the greatest, obviously some of my favorite nude scenes of all time were full frontal, like especially like, say, the Porky's shower scene is a great example of that. And so many moments in nudity that were full frontal are legendary scenes. But one of the things I want to do before we really start moving ahead with 2019 is just make sure that we gave enough love to all the great full frontal scenes in movies and television for 2018.
And I'm with you.
You know, we've talked about this so much, but with all the great television and all the different places we could see nudity, there's just more and more full frontal nudity. And I just wanted to make sure we go down this list before we move on. So let me start with my list of the 10 best full frontal scenes of 2010. And Andrew, you're going to know a lot of these actresses and or shows, but if not, you're in for a special treat.
So, cool.
Let me start with number 10. Number 10 is Juliette Lewis on the HBO show Camping. And before I begin, she is 45 years of age, and Camping is this HBO sitcom. It's produced by Lena Dunham. It stars Jennifer Garner. It's about a group of friends in their 40s who are definitely not outdoorsy types, going out in the woods to rough it. And what's interesting is Juliette Lewis, about 14 or 15 years ago, did this movie called Renegade. It was also known as Blueberry, where she did one of the great, what we called submerged burger scenes in the history of movies.
Submerged burger.
They had
like
a camera. Yeah, she had a camera underwater.
Oh.
And she jumped in completely nude and with her legs spread and is coming down towards the camera. I absolutely love that scene. But this was... this nude scene in the opening, in the pilot, the first episode, I guess, of Camping, where she was in like need to, oh, good. CP just pulled up. You
I'm
see that?
I'm seeing the burger and I'm loving it.
Yeah. So, in, Camping, Juliette Lewis was like in knee deep water, completely naked in front of a little mini crowd there. And she still looks great for 45. And I just think it was, I think it was a really fun, cool nude scene for Juliette Lewis to do. It was awesome.
I mean, yeah, she's out in the middle of broad daylight, totally naked, just being wild. I like it too because her arms are up for part of the scene.
Yeah.
And you just get to see it all in all of her glory. And you know, me and my little Zoom, I'm all up in her.
Oh, you're zooming.
I'm zooming. All up in there, and I can see a little bit of coochie coo through the hair. So I'm loving it all. And I've been a big fan of Juliette Lewis from like her Cape Fear days. I just think she's such a an incredible actress. And now I'm liking her even more because she's doing all this really outrageous nudity. I mean, who else has done a submerged fur burger with her legs spread? Let's be real.
Yeah, it's awesome. So yeah, we got to give some love to Juliette Lewis and the movies or the HBO show Camping is my number 10 full frontal of 2018. Now, number 9, if this wasn't if it was a little more well lit, it would have been lower down on my list. But mm-hmm. number nine is Chloe Sevigny in that movie Lizzie.
Oh yes,
which came out. It came out on Blu-ray in like around December 10th or so. And it's this indie thriller. It puts a new spin on the Legend of Lizzie Borden, you know, about the murder in 1892. She gave her mother 40 whacks with the axe. And it's based on the legendary story. And, Lizzie is a Leslie in this, Andrea. That's kind of the spin.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, it's played by Chloe Sevigny, and she has an affair with the family's Irish maid, played by Kristen Stewart. So, it's pretty cool. And both actresses get naked, but the scene where Chloe Sevigny is walking up the stairs with axe in hand, completely naked, is super sexy. It's just a little dark, so I don't have it as high up on my list. But, you know, of course, I've talked to you about her before. She was Chloe's the one in Brown Bunny with Vincent Gallo, the blowjob on screen.
That was crazy. And, you know, we've talked about her so many times before about, you know, I was really introduced to her in the movie Kids, and she's done so much more stuff. Boys Don't Cry. I mean, she's a tremendous actress, and her body just does not quit. She's got it all going on.
She has a beautiful body. And, beautiful. You know, it's funny because Kristen Stewart also is nude in this movie. And it's worth noting that Lizzie is Kristen's first movie since she came out as a lesbian in 2017.
Whoa. Kristen Stewart came out as a lesbian?
Yeah.
Where have I been? I don't know. OMG. Wait a minute. I thought she was in like some public relationships. Maybe she's bi or she's like full on lesbo.
Well, I'm not. She's admitted to liking being girls. A lesbian. That doesn't mean she can't dabble in other things.
No, I'm all for dabbling.
She said gay, so that's how I'm going for it.
And
so,
you know what?
Good for her.
I like her even more now.
Same with me.
Right on.
So Chloe Sevigny and Lizzie is number nine on our list.
Okay.
So number eight is a movie. It actually, on a technicality, it actually came out on December 8th of 2017. But for our purposes here at MrSkin.com, it didn't come out on Blu-ray till March of 2018. So we consider it for what we do really a 2018 movie. That was just put in a few theaters in December of 17. So it would have Oscar consideration.
Oh, and I got you. Yeah.
Smart move, because The Shape of Water, Sally Hawkins, full frontal in number eight on my list, in The Shape of Water, won Best Picture Academy Award. And Sally Hawkins was actually nominated for a Best Actress Academy Award. Mm. So smart move to sneak it in there in late 2017. But it really is a 2018 movie as far as we're concerned. But it is my only monster human full frontal on my list at number eight here. And
Wait, so are we doing Sally Hawkins full frontal or like the, or the water monster weirdos? I mean, who's full frontal are we talking about here?
Yeah, no. We're talking about hers.
Okay.
And
just
yeah,
making sure.
She finally, she essentially had sex with the I guess he'd be like a creature from the Black Lagoon type of thing. But we have playlists at our site where there's other instances of monster human sex at MrSkin.com. We have a whole bunch of those, believe it or not, throughout history. So we had to add this to the list. But monster human sex is what one of the key words for The Shape of Water.
Right on.
And Sally Hawkins in The Shape of Water is the number eight full frontal scene of 2018.
Now, what is this image that was just put up on my screen right here? This dildo.
CP putting up. That's funny. It looks like I don't know. He's gonna have to elaborate on this, but basically, it looks like
CP.
It's a monster dildo, not in bigness size, but just in what a monster penis would look like. CP, do you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, it's a sex toy company that decided what that monster's penis looks like, and they made a dildo.
You know what? It's so funny because
I
was zooming in on the monster trying to see what it looked like, and I couldn't figure it out. So it's like you read my mind and put put it right up there. Well, that is super creepy. And please, no one buy me that and send it to me.
Yeah, isn't that funny? That's an actually, actually put that out as a dildo to, for those
nuts.
Women that want to have the shape of water creature from the Black Lagoon cock for their sexual pleasure. So pretty funny stuff. So.
That's wild. That's wild. But yeah,
yeah,
so,
like
so has Sally Hawkins done any other nudity?
Oh yeah, Sally Hawkins. She well, let me tell you this: she's British. That's all you need to know.
Okay,
so,
yeah, then yes.
Tipping the velvet in 2002, as we are right here in shape, in the shape of water, we're tipping the velvet. And she did a movie called Desert Flower in 2009, where she was naked. So yeah, Sally Hawkins, no stranger to nudity. And anyway, her full frontal scene came in at number 8 on my list. So
excellent.
Yeah, now number 7 is an actress, probably best known. She was in that movie Chronicles of Riddick. Her name is Kristen Lehman. She's a Canadian actress in the great Netflix sci-fi series called Altered Carbon.
Ooh, I just opened the image. Wow.
Yeah, now, she's got a body on her.
Here's the deal. I saw this show. I watched it. I loved it. I don't remember this.
I don't know why you're missing stuff.
Maybe
what's
I'm
going
falling
on with
asleep.
You?
I don't know.
Yeah.
This is incredible. Now I need to rewatch this whole thing.
Yeah, it's set in the future. Altered Carbon,
trippy.
Set in the future. Yeah, where
super
people
trippy.
Can get their consciousness transferred into human surrogates. And it's a very exciting new show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be doing in about 6 weeks, I'll be doing my Anatomy Awards, Andrea.
Yes.
And I just want to say Altered Carbon is getting a lot of consideration for best television show for nudity. And you're going to see another Altered Carbon on this list, two actually.
Oh.
But Kristen Lehman, her full frontal scene in Altered Carbon made number 7 on my list, which was awesome. So
I mean, her body is banging out of control.
Yeah.
And I'm just so excited for them to come out with the next season of this show.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you watched it. And it's from Netflix, Altered Carbon.
Yeah, it's
and,
good.
You're
it's
gonna,
creepy.
You're going to hear Altered Carbon a few times on my list. So let me go to number 6. I really, really love this scene because I thought this movie was fun. It's called My Dinner with Hervé. Daisy Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
And this was that show I talked to you about a couple months ago about Hervé Valachez, who
tell us again.
Yeah, Valachez, who's the played Tatu in the 70s TV series Fantasy Island. And they did a movie called My Dinner with Hervé, and Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones played Hervé, and it was a really cool movie. Unfortunately, he's a little person. He had obviously it wasn't easy for him what he had to deal with as an actor and the whole thing, and he ended up killing himself in the early 90s, and that's what the movie's about.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, everyone knows Deplane, the famous line from Fantasy Island, and everyone knows who he is. But now this movie was kind of his story, which was really interesting. But there is a scene where Daisy Montgomery, he's doing a painting of her, and she's laying completely nude on the bed, and she's more full figured, but I thought she was really cute and sexy, and it was a fun scene. He's doing a painting of her, and then just gets so turned on, and he does he runs across the room and dives on the bed, and they did a funny thing.
It's
I think I talked
funny,
to you about
yeah.
it when the movie came out, where they did they blocked out his penis.
Yes, that was so crazy.
And they mentioned in it that he had a huge penis, but they didn't show it. They just black barred it, but it was a really big black bar. So it was pretty funny. Then he bangs her. So
pretty
hilarious. That was number 6. And anyway, it's really it's a weird scene, but
super
she
weird,
looks great
but...
before he does the black bar dive.
Yeah,
so.
And the lighting is epic. It's a good scene if you want to see it all. And she's a little fluffy, but I'm just more to cuddle with is what I think. I wouldn't mind jumping on that little bed with her.
Well, number 5 on my list of the best full frontals is an actress named Lucy Arden from Death Race 4 Beyond Anarchy. And it's listeners of this podcast, they're probably, if you're really into movies and all that, might remember the Death Race film series. series. It's been going on for quite some time. The original cult classic, which I remember fondly because when I first turned on cable television in my home in 1980, this Death Race 2000, this 1975 movie was airing all the time, and we loved it. It was a low-budget Roger Corman movie. It was about a coast-to-coast car race where the drivers score points, Andrea, by running down pedestrians.
And it's,
it's both an action movie, and it was kind of like a satire of our violence-obsessed culture.
Yeah.
It definitely was played for laughs, though, and then they did, like, in 2008, there was a big-budget remake called just called Death Race with Jason Statham. And they played the whole concept completely serious. But anyway, the bottom line is the new Death Race was enough of a hit to keep pumping out these like direct-to-video sequels, including they did like Death Race 2. They did one called Inferno. And then now this Death Race Beyond Anarchy. And in Death Race Beyond Anarchy, Lucy Arden. Lucy Arden at the 52-minute mark. Goes in the shower with the Zach McGowan and it leads to an amazing sex scene. But until then, she was standing there and isn't she, she's something and she's a British actress. And anyway, she's a bisexual sportscaster in the movie who broadcasts the race. And
well, she's broadcasting more than sports. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, she's hot. So anyway, she goes full frontal. It was my fifth favorite.
Full labia.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
It's
yeah.
super cool. I mean, I don't know as an actress if I would do that, and she just has it all.
Andrew, I didn't notice that. I was looking at the guy's ass in the scene. So, yeah.
Put it on Mr. Man. But I mean,
yeah, he's on Mr. Man.
She really is not giving a flying fuck about. She's showing it all. Like it's insane. Yep. Like if you have any desire to see what she completely leaves nothing to the imagination on, you got to check this out. I mean, nothing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Left.
So yeah, definitely checking out Lucy Arden. It's A A R D E N and Death Race 4 Beyond Anarchy. My number 5 full frontal scene of the year. Definitely check that one
Crazy.
Out now. Number 4 as we continue down, another Altered Carbon girl, and I'm starting to sense Altered Carbon winning best TV show for nudity. It's Martha Higuerota in Altered Carbon at number 4.
So pretty.
Yeah, she's a gorgeous Mexican actress, and we talked about what Altered Carbon's about, but she plays Detective Kristen Ortega on the show, and this full frontal scene was so sexy. She hadn't done a nude scene in like 11 years since like 2007, but what a nice thing. And she's now a little older, a little more beautiful. And for her to go full frontal in this, and Andrew, that is not a Merkin. That is her landing strip. It's really hot. Loved Martha Higuerota and Altered Carbon.
The fact that you and I have talked about her before, and we've even, you've had to set me straight on the fact that her boobs are real, just shows you how perfect her body is. And, you know, it's not just a gorgeous body and a gorgeous full frontal. Her face is like an angel. She really is beautiful. And top to bottom, one of the prettiest girls in Hollywood right now, for sure. And
we're digging her big time.
She's got
it all
going on.
Yeah. And I even would have pushed that up higher, but the lighting was just a tad dark compared to my other top three full frontals, because for me lighting is so important when it comes to nude scenes.
It's key.
Yeah. So let me go with my number 3 full front of the year, which is Stacey Martin in a French movie called Godard Mon Amour. Mon Amour. And she is, we're big, big fans of her. She recently turned 28 years old, but this is a movie about the 1967 marriage between that French director Jean-Luc Godard and the 17-year-old actress. Her name was like Anne Wyazimski, and it's a, you know, it was controversial at the time, still is, and that's what the movie's about. But she plays Anne in the movie, and she does a ton of nude scenes in this. But the one that I chose as the third best full frontal of the year happened at the 1 hour and 24 minute mark when she's just walking around, brushing her teeth completely naked. This would go under a Gilbert nudity. Gilbert Gottfried, he loves nude while you're just like doing
nothing
random, doing nothing. And she made history. She was back like 5 years ago when she was in her early 20s, she was in that Nymphomaniacs volume 1 and 2. I think
was
we talked
she?
About, yeah. Yeah,
oh, we've
she,
talked
you,
about
I've
it.
I've talked to you about that. And
we've
she played
it.
The young Charlotte Gainsbourg in that and totally like not afraid to go full on oral sex in a mainstream movie. And anyway, but in this, she's just standing there with her toothbrush in perfect lighting, completely naked. And it's my third best full frontal scene of the year.
Now, what is your verdict on that bush? Are we thinking Merkin or natural? Because it's so
natural
because
she's
natural.
French and she's young. And yeah, I don't think that's a Merkin. I think
excellent.
That's truly her bush.
Cool.
That's another reason I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, good work, good work.
Yeah, so number three is Stacey Martin and my best full frontals of the year. Definitely check that one out on our site. Now, number two, we talked about these two scenes in my best nude scenes of the year, but these were spectacular full frontal scenes. Number two is Indy Isley in Look Away.
Okay.
And she is a 25-year-old actress, best known for playing Ashley Juergens on the ABC Family TV series, The Secret Life of the American Teenager. And speaking of Juergens, this Look Away scene, and it's like a horror movie, and she's a troubled teen. She stands there completely naked. She's actually standing there in front of her father, which is a weird scene, and he's, you know, telling
creepy.
Her to put her clothes back on. But
yeah.
The scene goes on for quite some time, and it is just so hot. And the fact that she comes from ABC Family Television to and then goes and does this full frontal nude scene is extra exciting. She's 25 years old when she did this movie, but the fact that she was like from ABC Family, it's just always more shocking when you come from that. You know, it's that old Anne Hathaway thing where you come from Princess Diaries and then you're in Havoc. Well, this is Indy Isley from ABC Family to Look Away, my number two full frontal scene of 2018.
Excellent. All about it. I mean, she, yeah. Whew, something else, man.
Isn't she gorgeous?
So, yeah. So beautiful. I love, she looks like a doll to me. Just like that perfect porcelain skin, the long, gorgeous, wavy hair, the big eyes, like just a super sexy, natural body. Very tiny yep. and tight. Yes.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, number one, this is my number one full frontal scene of the year. It was also my number two nude scene of the year. From a show we've mentioned twice already, so you could I think after this top 10 list people should go check out Altered Carbon. It's Deachin Lackman in Altered Carbon. She of course the gorgeous 26-year-old from Nepal, and in episode 8 she wakes up in this futuristic sleep chamber and walks full frontal toward a woman who's holding a gun, and just perfectly lit, shows off her whole body. Love this scene. And I don't want to ruin things, but the woman does fire the gun, but you'll have to watch the show to see what happens. And it's just an amazing nude scene from a great TV series that I think you're going to be hearing a lot more of in the coming years when I do updates on nudity.
I mean, it's phenomenal. And yeah, just like her very exotic ethnic makeup, the fact that she's fully naked, head to toe. Sometimes when we're seeing a full frontal, you know, it's maybe from the thighs up, like, you know, Juliette Lewis, for example. Her knees are covered. This is like, we see her pretty little toes all the way to the top of her head. And I love how she has a natural thigh gap, not because she's too skinny, but because her legs are just a little bit like separated. And it's so hot.
Yeah, it really is. And,
and her demeanor in the scene, she just doesn't give a fuck. You know what I mean? I love it. Yeah.
And like I said, this this list of the, you know, if you come by MrSkin.com, you can check out all these scenes. And I just appreciate, you know, the full frontal nudes is really when you, it's a very daring type of nude scene. It's one that
it is daring.
You don't get, even in this day and age with all the nudity out there, full frontal nude is really, it's a rare type of nude scene. There's plenty of breast shots, plenty of butt shots. Even some Donald Ducks where you're just seeing butt or bush, but rarely do you get the full Monty. And I wanted to celebrate this for my last list of 2018 before we move on. All the great nudity we're expecting this year in 2019. The top 10 full frontals of the year.
I mean, you nailed it. We couldn't effectively kick off 2019 if we didn't do this incredible list from, you know, yes, just a couple weeks ago, but you nailed it. I mean, you've blown my mind, and it's so funny because we've seen some of these scenes and other lists and things, but when it's all compiled like this, it's like, whoa, this is a juicy, juicy list.
Yeah, it was a fun list. It was a fun list to put together, and hope you go and check this out at MrSkin.com. And Andrea, we have lots of great nudity to get to. We have a big backlog. Next week, we're going to catch up on all the new stuff for 2019, so I'm really excited about that.
It's going to be epic. And if the years keep getting more naked and more naked like they have been, oh, we're in for a treat this year, Skin.
Yeah, it's going to be. Oh, yeah, and there's a lot of good stuff to look forward to. So, okay, Andrea, talk next week. And,
for sure.
Enjoy our top 10 full frontals of the year.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
This concludes another skin-tillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.